inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
We're coming to the end, or nearing the end, of the gardening season for the capital city, and with us on the line for season finale edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So first things first, we need to clarify a few things. Some people were apparently a little bit eager about this garlic potluck that has been scheduled for this Saturday, and they were all anxious to turn out last Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah, I heard from a couple of them who were, you know, turned out to be disappointed that it wasn't. So it is this Saturday late afternoon, 4:30 till 6:30, the Garlic Lovers Potluck at the Canvas downtown on Seward Street. So we're asking people, it is a free potluck. Bring a dish with garlic and recipe so that you can share those, unless it's the favorite, you know, grandma's favorite garlic soup or something like that that you won't share. That way everybody can, you have the recipe out there, and I'm sure everybody's going to have their smartphones and they can take the pictures of the recipes and take them home with them. But the Garden Club is also planning to put those together in a little booklet form. So they will be less likely to be lost along the way. Should be a great time.
This Saturday at the Canvas. Okay.
Yeah.
And earlier, a few weeks ago, we talked a little bit about frost protection for some of our begonias, fuchsias, and dahlias. Now we should probably be bringing them inside, right?
Well, again, depends. Mine, even though I've had two light frosts out here, out the road where I live, my begonias are blooming fiercely. And surprisingly, dahlias are still going okay. And fuchsias are looking great, too. But it's going to happen. I'm sure in the Upper Valley they've already been hit fairly hard with frost. So we want to have a place to keep them for the winter time. Begonias particularly get bigger and bigger and bigger tubers and get just tremendous flowering from those in succeeding years if we take good care of them, which is we can bring the whole pots inside, snap off those heavy stems off the bulb and allow them to dry out. And then they can be pulled out of the pots, knock some of the soil off them gently, and saved in paper bags or in a cardboard box, indoors in a place that's not going to freeze. And so something like 40 degrees, 35 to 40 degrees or so is just fine. With dahlias, those we pull them out of normally pull them out of the pots, wash soil off those big tuberous roots, clip off the tops about an inch or two long, and they can be stored also in cardboard boxes. Some folks will pack them in shredded paper or boxes of straw or even some dry peat moss to store for the winter. They are tropical, a little bit warmer. Again, 40 degrees or so is good. Now, fuchsias are a little different. They want to keep growing. So with those, what I usually do is strip the leaves off, literally take all the leaves off. You can cut them back to 4 or 5 inches, or if you like the taller, more shrub-like forms, those can be, you can leave most of them alone other than taking the leaves off, and even get out your soap spray for aphids and spray them down once, because aphids will like living in your root cellar just fine for the winter. But then those stay in the pots, and you really need to, about once a month, check those and give them a little bit of water, because they will try to grow, they will try to sprout, and if the roots of the fuchsias dry out, they will die. And then we can talk about springtime, you know, about next March or so, to be bringing things back out and getting them started again.
Okay, and anything we need to know about the dahlias? Anything else?
Well, again, with the dahlias, yeah, those keep them dry. The critical thing, again, is finding that good place to store them. So if you've got a cool garage or a cool outside corner of the garage, that can be good for all of these for storage that isn't going to freeze. But if you've got a heated garage, that's not going to be good. It can't be up in the 50s or 60s because they're going to want all of these. Oh. Are going to want to sprout. So now if they're in a warm spot and they start to sprout, you can clip them off, or you can take those sprouts and actually root them. They're easy to root. Sometimes we've talked about those too, and I've got rooted cuttings now, or you can even take cuttings from those fuchsias and just put them in damp potting soil indoors under lights, and root plants, and those you can keep going for the winter, and essentially starting new plants. Mine are flowering under the lights inside too, so you can make a whole lot more plants of fuchsias very easily.
Well, running out of time here, but we should probably also be doing some cleanup of our garden beds here.
Absolutely, yeah. Cleaning up, cutting back all the vegetation, pulling out dead vegetable plants. We want to remove all that slug habitat as much as possible. Clean up the soil surface, start going down on the beaches, bring seaweed home to put around our plants, mixing into our gardens, mixing compost into our garden beds and boxes, covering them up for the winter with plastic so that they're warmer and drier, and let those worms keep working all winter long and the bacteria and fungus break down that good stuff. And we'll get started early in the spring.
Okay, we'll talk to you then. Thanks a lot, Ed.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's final edition of Garden Talk, a spring, summer, and early fall feature here on Morning Edition. It's 8 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Pulling weeds and picking stones, man is made of dreams.